Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Big Al and D-Mac's Friday Fire Up is presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
The weekend isn't here. It is here in the beautiful Mile High City. 5,723 feet, whatever it is. And with it comes the glorious victory, so deserving of this region.
5,824 feet.
Whatever it is. Alfred, the Rockies can secure a playoff spot with a win tonight.
D-Mac, it feels so good to be sitting in this chair today, 5,280 feet, full of victory, full of hope, full of Colorado. And with that, Kyle Freeland is on the bump, giving us all that we can handle. And with that, we throw strikes. We get the dub. On top of that, the Rockies vets, they need the warm-up. Come on, Blake Street Bombers of 2018. Make it happen.
This ball hit well to right field in that corner, and it is gone. Two-run home run. In the short corner and right, we're all tied up. Two home run night for Arenado.
This ball's well hit to center field. Quinn's going to look up and watch this sail out. Story hit one into the trees. 2-0. Home run number 35. True story.
The field will come in. One out. David Dahl's at the plate. David, a home run in the first. Ground out and a fly out. David with 7 home runs, 22 driven in here in September. And that is fair. Charlie walks home. David on his way to second. And he's hunting a triple right now. And they ain't going to get him. Here come the Rockies' offense again.
Oh, it feels so good to have this offensive ball club here for the Rockies doing what they're doing late in the season. But the TJ product, Kyle Freeland is on the bump tonight. Man, let's go, man. Let's go for the big victory. Let's get a 2-game lead. Let's make it happen for the Colorado Rockies family. 25 years in the making can happen tonight. With that, we're going to go with Vincent. Vincent, you're first up on the fan. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Big Al? What's up, T-Mac? I'm
hey.
Up for this whole weekend of
nice.
Football, CU Buff football. They're going to advance to 4-0 tonight. The Rockies are going to clinch the division. The Broncos are going to shut down Patrick Mahomes come Monday. They can't even stop a nosebleed. Their defense is deep stuff. And let me give a quick shout-out to my son's youth football team. Tomorrow,
yeah.
The TJFL Steelers.
Yeah.
Go, go, go!
Yeah! Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on the fire up. What you got, Jeremy?
What's up, Jeremy? D-Mac, this is Jeremy Hubbard. And the Broncos are going to kick the Chiefs' ass like I'm going to kick your ass.
Jeremy, I thought we were all good. We're both losers. Roach kicked it. All right, never mind, Jeremy.
Phone number is 303-713-1043. If you want to call in and be part of it. We have one open line, and it's going down tonight. But I mentioned earlier about my CU Buffalo, man. Tell you what, it felt so good, man. Steven Martin, you are doing it. You're getting it done. 8 touchdowns in the place that you're throwing those touchdowns to. Oh, LaVisky Chenault, man. 26 receptions, 3 glorious touchdowns, and of course tonight, man, it's going to be big because my CU Buffaloes will take down the UCLA Bruins.
Nice.
Tip will beat the Bruins.
McMillan bounces it outside. First down. Finds a seam. McMillan goes rolling towards the goal line. Touchdown, Colorado again. This one goes for 49. Buffaloes. Montez second and goal. Steps it. Steven Montez.
It feels so good to be back
Alfred,
in, man. Feels so
Alfred,
good.
Is Chip okay? Is Chip all right from the T-shirt gun?
Chip has worked it out.
He has?
Put some ice on it.
Did he really?
Some dirt on it.
He did.
And then go see somebody. Going down for real.
Hey, what's up, guys?
October 2018,
baby.
Yeah. I feel so good about it. I feel so good about it, D-Mac. I've just been watching these games with this anticipatory feeling of being there in the crisp night of the playoffs. October baseball here in Colorado. Yes, Rocktober exists. But we're not going to back into it, D-Mac. We got to take this thing all the way. We have to take it, D-Mac.
Well, take it.
Take it, Rod. You should take it.
As he drives his ball to center field, he gets Quinn going back, looking up. Done. Ian Desmond, a two-run shot. And the Rockies are smiling on. And Cargo drives this high and deep right field. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. 2-0 Colorado. This is in the air to deep center field with the Holiday bat, and it's got a lot of Holiday in it. Pitch it, home run, Gerardo Payne. That followed him in the dugout.
11 for 26 as a pitch hitter. That's second best in Major League Baseball.
I love, is this dedicated to Chip McSexy? Is that where you're going? I get it. Yes, all right, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on the Fire Up. What do you think, Steve?
For the Smoky Hill High School Buffalo.
Yeah!
With the number one defense in the state. Get up, get up.
Wow.
Smoky
Buffalo.
Man, we had a Colorado Buffalo and Steve called with a Smoky Hill High School Buffalo.
They are undefeated. Both teams are undefeated. I'll give you that.
D-Mac.
Yeah.
As great as things are going around here, man, there's one thing that we always know, though, when it comes to playing around here in the fall, it's about the Broncos, man. It's about the Broncos. The Rockies are rolling. We got to get that dub Monday night, man. We get this sweep. Let's get this sweep this weekend of the Nationals. And then when we take care of things on Monday night, it's going to be fantastic because our defensive backs will be in the mix.
See a lot of empty sets. He's joined in the backfield there by Akeem Hunt, and there's an interception. Darian Stewart with the pick. There's a flag thrown behind Stewart. Then Mahomes has a big pass play that leads to a touchdown and now an interception. It's back to work for Patrick Mahomes. How will the youngster deal with the adversity of an interception and now an errant snap from Zach Fulton?
That was not on Mahomes at all. That was all Fulton.
On third and 18, he is sacked by Shelby Harris.
In this context. All right, Alfred, we're getting there. It could be an unbelievable long weekend, right? We sweep the Nationals, and then you go right into Monday night. And
we got the Rockies rolling tonight. We have my Colorado Buffaloes rolling tonight.
Yep.
We have the Rockies rolling Saturday and Sunday, rolling right into a Monday. With that, man, let's get out to the phone line. Morris is on the line. Go for it, Morris.
Everybody. Colorado. Hey, thank you for my happy birthday. Monday is my birthday.
Happy birthday, Morris.
October 1st, 1966. And guess what? The Broncos are going to give me the best birthday present I can have on Monday. Chris is going to run it down their throat. Corbin Sutton's going to surprise them. We're going to smash people. Cobb and Miller are going to foreclose on Mahomes and send him home upset. Go, Broncos!
By the way, as long as we're doing these personal shout-outs, Alfred, you realize our 9-year anniversary of this show is today. You know that?
Can I get an encore? Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Hey! What the waiting for? What the hell are you waiting for? Who you know president me? Man, let's get back to the phone line. Bruce is on the line, Bruce. What's up, Bruce, man? How you doing this Friday?
I am doing groovy. T-Mac.
Yes.
We're going to see Kansas City coming in here overconfident, underestimating the power of the Broncos.
All right.
Don't bring it to our house.
Okay.
In our house, the Broncos rule. And we're going to start a nice little run to the playoffs. And we're going to start with stomping Kansas City into the dirt where they belong.
Woo!
The Rockies.
All right, I tell you what, man. If you're going to talk like that, I got to tell you. All I got to say is,
what?
Give me the win. Give me the win. Give me the win. Give me the win! Give me the win! Give me the win!
Give him the win!
Give me the win! Give me the win! Give me the win!
Give him the win!
Give me the win! Give me the win! Give me the win!
Oh, yeah!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the
field, come on now,
everybody hand goes up! And they say that!
And D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Schomp BMW.
Monday night is time for a signature win. Case Keenum, it's time for a signature win in Denver, Colorado. That's what it comes down to. This Broncos football team needs to do whatever it has to do to get a signature win. And that means it comes down to the quarterback position. This is a quarterback position where we just saw on a Thursday night one of the best football games, if you like offense, and one of the best quarterback football games that we've seen in a long time between Los Angeles and between Minnesota. On top of that, Minnesota's quarterback, Kirk Cousins, was a guy that we thought we wanted here that decided to shun us to go to Minnesota. This is an opportunity for Case Keenum to showcase his skill set. 5 interceptions so far this season, only 7 all of last year. It is time for Case Keenum to come out and to throw the football with accuracy, to throw the football with authority, and to eliminate the mistakes. That's what's got to happen on Monday night. He eliminates his mistakes, and guess what? You've got a chance to beat an undefeated team in the Kansas City Chiefs that look like a potential juggernaut at this point. So, Case Keenum, it's on you. You got to clean it up. You got to be great. You got to lead your football team. You got to not turn the ball over. You do those things, you got a chance to win on Monday night when you get your cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Hey, up in the backwoods, down in the holler.
Oh, I mean, I love the fire. Good job, Alfred and Big Sexy and Strawberry Man. I mean, that was tricky to do there. You guys, that was awesome. It really does make you feel like you're going to win, doesn't it? After you do the fire up now.
Oh, man, I am. Give me the win. Give me the win, Buffaloes. Give me the win. Give me the dub. Give me the dub. Give me the dub. Ooh, man, I tell you what, man. This kid, McMillan, man, is just lit it on fire, D-Mac. I'm draped in my black and gold, baby.
That's awesome. Blackout
to toe.
Yeah.
I'm blacked out blue jeans, nice. Blacked out shoes, blacked out nice. Belt, blacked out nice. Shirt, blacked out nice. Hat. Woo!
Give me the win.
Give me the dub. 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 See you, Buffalo.
Oh.
Colorado Rockies. Colorado Rock Team, give me the dub! Colorado Rock Team, give me the dub!
What?
Give me the dub! Give me that dub! Give me the win! Give me the victory! Give me the dub!
What?
Woo! Friday night, man!
Oh, man.
High school action going on.
No doubt.
College action going on.
It's dropping.
The Rockies are playing in Blake Street for it all, man.
Hell yeah!
Oh, baby!
What?
Man, when I'm waking up in the morning and I'm setting my day and setting my calendar.
Yeah.
So much to do sports-wise in this great city of ours today, D-Mac. I'm so thankful to be able to live in this great city. Woo! Give me a woo on three. One, two, three. Woo!
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 Oh, man. I'm so excited, man. So excited.
I know. I'm just trying to get out
I'm
of your
sweating,
way.
Man. Oh, I'm in
the best shape,
by the way. I'm in the best shape I've been in like three years, man. And I feel so much better. But every time we do the fire up, I can't help it, man. I just go over the top, man. I just can't help it. I can't help it.
No, I've learned to just sit back and watch.
I get so excited, man.
It's great. So what's your plan for tonight?
I'm getting phone calls from all my crew. My crew, the neighborhood, is calling, trying to see if they can talk me into, getting down to see you a little late and go and watch the game. I think I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to go watch my bus. I'm already draped, man. I'm draped.
What time is kick tonight?
Right at 7.
7 o'clock?
Do it!
That trap can just kill you, though.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
You should be on Pearl Street right now is where you should be. That's where the action is right now.
Oh, man. Didn't have enough time to set it up, but
I know. Did you like? Hey, did you like? Well, I should ask. How many Friday nights did you actually play in during
none.
Your senior? None. Zero. Huh?
No. I played in the first night game in Folsom Field when I was at the University of Colorado in 1989 with Darian Hagan making his first start. Was that 88? Was it 80? 80? Yep. Because yep. Sal was a quarterback in 87 and 88 with Mark Hatcher. So 89. It was 89.
So in general, and I know in general you don't really love Friday night college football.
It belongs to high school.
I know. But knowing that this is essentially a nationally televised game for the Buffaloes, right? Like, it's a big deal. I mean, does that change it just a tad for you? Like, yeah, okay.
Well, they're playing, I'm watching. So, I mean, in general, I've just grown up with these old traditions that the NFL belongs to. Sunday belongs to the NFL. Saturday belongs to college football. Friday belongs to high school football. But wherever my Buffaloes are playing, I'm watching. It's been a while since I've gotten in the car and drove down to Boulder for a game. It's been almost a year. So
are you on the sideline for something like this?
No, I try my best to stay out of the way of the coaches and the administrators down there and just kind of meld in with the rest of the fan base down there.
Montez going to play on Sundays?
Yes, he will.
Think so, huh?
He's going to play on because he's got this amazing release. I was trying to explain this to the crew last year, and I kind of got some of the backstory, about why things weren't great last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year he's going to show that he is – that type of guy that can get the ball in the tight windows, throw beautiful passes, and continue to show his athleticism running the football. And this offensive line has just been outstanding, and McMillan has come in and he's actually been everything that we wanted out of him, so it's good to see him.
What is going on with Chip Kelly? What's not clicking there at UCLA?
I think, first of all, that Chip doesn't have the talent that he is used to getting at UCLA. Now, Carl Durrell was out there at UCLA for a while, and he came back to the Broncos, and Eric Bieniemy and John Embry both were on that staff there in UCLA, and the one thing that they said to me consistently is that it is so hard to get comparable athletes into UCLA that you can get into Oregon. So it makes things a little tougher, and because of that, it's a touch and go kind of situation. Will you have some good players here and there? Yeah, but you won't have like the borderline guy who just barely qualifies because mm-hmm. it's such a high standard school as far as admissions go that it makes it tougher for the borderline guy to get entry into the school. So they don't even try to recruit the guy that's the borderline mm-hmm. guy.
Well, they may have to change. They lose to Cincinnati. They get drubbed by Oklahoma, which is, you know, okay. But then you lose to Fresno State, and I'm not trying to put down Fresno State, but, you know, come on now. That's one that you got to pick up. So UCLA goes into this game, Al, I mean, reeling at 0-3. I mean, this is a miserable start for UCLA, who's coming, you know, off a Rosen year. So I don't know, man. Can Chip Kelly even survive this? And it doesn't get any easier. After CU, they play Washington, Cal, who's in the top, you know, top 25 right now, and Arizona, who's looking a little bit better after a terrible start. Man, Al, I look at UCLA's schedule. Dude, I mean, I don't see a lot of wins on their schedule. Do you?
Well, the one thing about football is that when you have a team that's struggling and a lot of people consider them to be a bad team, you have to make them a bad team. You know, no team is going to show up and just lay down for you. You have to force your will upon them at the beginning of the game to give them doubt. And once the doubt is there and it has crept in, you can almost feel the air leave the room as far as confidence goes. And then you can do what you want to do. But you have to be that way early and often and play with a brand of football that's recognizable from all people who love football. So if you don't make them a bad team early, then you give them confidence late to be in the game. And last weekend, let's just say that they weren't in the game at 38-14. I mean, Oklahoma, 49-21. They were in the game in Cincinnati, but, I mean, they lost 26-17. The last two games, those are college football scores, 49 points a game, 38 points a game. The University of Colorado needs to live in that area also, 35-plus points per game against this kind of competition. And when you look at our record, we've had 45 points in the first game, 33 points in the second game, 45 points in the third game. That's college football. That's a little bit of what you saw last night in the Thursday night football yeah. contest as well.
Yep. So, all right, well, let's maybe get back to that in terms of what is going on. And it seems revolutionary. It just seems like that is the way it's going to go. I mean, you have young quarterbacks just ripping it up in the NFL. Can Case Keenum get there? And our Rockies, goodness gracious, if you missed out on it, if you don't know the news, St. Louis lost earlier today, which means the Rockies, if they win tonight, slam dunk playoff appearance.
Hell yeah!
But that is not enough. I gotta agree with everybody on that. You've got the NL West in the palm of your hand. Reach out and grab it. This is The Drive on the Fin.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Alan D-Mac.
Nah, I've heard that before. Obviously, coaching those guys, you know, here, it's just, you know, offensively, sometimes they force your hand just based on formations, based on the call you're in, based on some of the splits they get in. They can get you to a point where you have to show your hand. But Chris has played the game for a long time. He's playing at a Pro Bowl level. He's extremely smart. So I sat down with all the DBs in a meeting. We talked through a lot of different issues. I listened to some of the things they were concerned about, and I explained to them why I was calling the things I called. So we're in a good place right now, and moving forward, we'll make sure we try to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of an amazing quote right there.
It's something I would never reveal to reporters.
Yeah, don't you think that's remarkable? He's not saying, hey, we regularly sit down and I get their feedback. What he's doing is he's saying, I try to explain why I did what we did, not what we're going to do. I, you know, like nobody, right. They didn't understand
the game
why
plan
I was.
Did the game plan change when
it's a remarkable Tremaine thing Brock to admit.
Went, you know, when Tremaine Brock went down, did you change what you were doing to accommodate the situation then? That could make sense, you know, because when Brock went down, you know, you got you Yadam out there and maybe you don't feel comfortable. I'm letting you know, man, Yadam is a baller. Yadam is a baller. Watch what I tell you. In 3-4 years from now, we're going to be looking at this like Yadam is a baller. I don't know if Roby's going to be here for another 5 years, but I can almost guarantee you that Yadam's going to be here for another four or five years.
The bigger issue, though, is there's obviously a disconnect specifically with Chris Harris and Joe Woods. I mean, specifically.
Well, when you call soft coverages, when you are a premier cornerback in the NFL, what it does is it guarantees your competition is going to have receptions.
We talked through a lot of different issues. There's a lot of different issues. A lot. Whoo. I listened to some things they were concerned about. You know, that. I mean, Chris already voiced it. And I explained to them why I was calling the things that I called, meaning they didn't understand what you've been doing. Not good, Al. That's a remarkable thing to actually say. So,
well, I mean, you had a player come out and voice his opinion. You have to,
yeah.
You know, you have to. You don't have to respond to that, but you know.
Why did Chris do that though? By the way, that's
to say, look, I mean, man, that's what he called it. That's what's, you know.
Yeah, hey,
you know,
but don't think isn't that throwing your coach under the bus a little bit?
Absolutely, you are.
Yeah.
When you do it, you understand. For a guy like that, you certainly understand.
You know what that tells me? That tells me things really aren't smooth there. That tells me there's still an issue because TJ Ward's not here. That tells me, for whatever reason, you know, I don't care what it was, but, you know, Tlaib's not here anymore, and you're not Wade Phillips, who we all liked. You know, that tells me a lot right there, man. That's not smooth right there. They got to get over that, man. They got to, you know, Chris has to move past that.
He's
got to
move
over,
past,
man.
Not having Wade.
He's got to move past all of it, man. And there's probably a reason why Chris wasn't named a captain, by the way. And it's probably
I told you Chris Harris is very territorial.
I love Chris, man. He's one of my favorite guys of all time. But if he wants this team to succeed, he's got to get past this stuff. He's got to be a leader. Woo! Are we all waiting around for Todd Davis? Yeah, right. So, okay, interesting moment, man. Interesting moment. It's a wake up call on Monday night, Alfred. Right? I mean, it's on.
Well, you know, when you have cornerbacks that line up at 10 yards deep, and you're lining up at 12 yards deep, you know, quarterbacks are, you know, they're gonna try you. And good thing that we have good players that are in our secondary playing the safety position, because it looks like something different that we're playing than the press coverages with the zone blitzes or that I was a part of, or the press coverages with the man concepts that Wade was really part of. But really, if you're not going to give a chance for your best players to get one-on-ones, then, you know, why pay Von Miller $20 million if you're not going to guarantee him, if you're not going to guarantee him a one-on-one, why pay him $20 million? If you're gonna let people eat him up with singles, hey. You know, when Von was here and DeMarcus was here, they almost got one-on-one every single time in obvious pass situation, because Wade would bluff a blitz, or he would actually bring five or six guys to ensure that those guys would get their one-on-one. The ball has to come out. You don't have time. Ball has to come out. And then when that happens, then it makes the secondary look like a great unit, because there's not a whole lot of time covering. You know, we're not talking about shadowing guys around the field for 3.5 seconds with Wade. The ball's got to come out in 1.8. I think, you know, once again, 1.8, a lot of defensive backs can cover in that time period. But when you guess right, you get interceptions for touchdowns.
Okay. Interesting. We'll see what happens. Hey, I got some cool stuff here. Let me ask you if it's cool stuff. there's a couple of press releases that came out from the Rockies today, Al. One of them was very, very specific instructions about what media outlets are allowed to go where and when and how and all that. Okay? So that feels to me like they are going to go off in terms of a celebration tonight because I don't know why they would have to go into such specifics.
Oh, I got you.
If we weren't going to have, you know, woohoo, you know, the, kind of like last year. So I think, and I have no problems with it, by the way, but I think we're going to have a moment tonight. You know, the only reason I'd have an issue with it, Al, is if it somehow gave the feeling like we're done. And if you won tonight, you have a huge celebration, and you lay an egg on Saturday, there's just part of me that's just like, did we really need to go all that? I mean, you know, but I don't want to be a negative Nancy here, but it's pretty clear to me based on this press release that indeed, if they win tonight and they clinch, they're going to go off. I got something else for you that's kind of interesting, too. The potential National League tiebreakers. Now, there could be a possibility the Rockies lock up a playoff spot, but they end up tied with the Dodgers, okay? So how about this? If that does happen, the NL tiebreaker game, that's it. The NL West tiebreaker game, Al.
Goes to Los Angeles.
It'd be the Rockies against the Dodgers on Monday at
Los
2
Angeles.
p.m. At Los Angeles Pacific at 2 o'clock our time. Right. So, boy, I'm looking. Yeah, there's no possibility. If it gets like that, apparently what I'm seeing is that there's no chance for the Rockies to host. It would go, like you just said, it would go to Los Angeles. And every single scenario, yeah, there's no scenario where the Rockies would be at home.
That's why you go ahead and win out.
Right.
Give me the dub. Give me the victory.
Right. It's either at Los Angeles, or possibly at St. Louis. That's, you know, highly unlikely. But yeah, we just lost the tiebreakers there to LA to the Dodgers, Al.
Right,
so.
And you're right. And any tiebreakers, we have to go on the road to play them whether it's wild card
that's a nightmare.
Well,
we could still be in a situation where we're playing for the NL West, but we're still in the playoffs. Like the season wouldn't necessarily be over. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's a distinct possibility.
Then we could turn around and get them right back again, right? Because that would
possibly
be the 2 and the 3 matchup.
Right, possibly. So,
no, we would be
scenarios. A 4.
We would be the 4 scenario. So we would be. Yeah, we could be. It could be.
My brain's about to explode. But you know, here's what's quirky: the Rockies, no matter what the scenario is, if they're in some sort of tiebreaker, they won't be playing at the same time as the Broncos. They won't be here in Colorado, but they won't be playing at the same time on Monday as the Broncos.
Right.
But you know what? I like your attitude better. Let's just win all 3, right? Let's just win out.
Or they can lose 2 and we can win 2. That'd be enough.
But however we get to that magic number of 3, right? I mean, whatever. We could win 1, they could lose 2, we got it.
Yeah.
We could win
Let's
2,
go
they
mad,
could lose 1,
man. Let's go mad bomb tonight, man. Let's go mad bomb tonight,
man.
Oh,
my goodness
Let's
gracious,
go Madison
course.
Bumgarner.
No doubt.
You know, taking his time, sweet time, and foregoing a start 2 days ago so that he could start against the Dodgers tonight.
All right, we're fired up. We're excited for this weekend. If you're headed down to Coors Field, are you ready to see your Rockies make it to the playoffs tonight with Kyle Freeland and all the Freelanders there? This is The Drive on The Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
Imagine what's going to happen to Chip Kelly tonight. Everybody's dressed in black. And everybody's just bouncing up and down. The game's at night, so all the students have woken up from their comatose hangovers. Chip has got the t-shirt gun pointed in the right direction tonight. Buffalo's about to stay undefeated, right? Right? Right?
Feels so good. Feels so good, man. It's just, it's been such a long time since I've had, like, a real strong belief in offensive unit like this at the University of Colorado. It's just been a while.
It's our first conference game, though, by the way. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, yeah. But once again, it's the way that, you know, this dude, Chenault, man, is – LaVisca Chenault is certainly trending to be one of those guys who's going to be a first-day guy. He is an unbelievable wide receiver, and the things that he's able to do is unusual. It really is unusual. And his run after the catch is excellent. His catch radius is great. But Montez has just been lights out, man. I mean, the guy's been lights out.
I love the Pac-12. I am such a Pac-12 guy. Love it. All Pac-12 games from here on in, Alfred. 9 straight Pac-12 games. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Time to play big boy football.
Oh, man.
It's a little tricky. You got to admit it's a little tricky because Nebraska is terrible. So
well, you got to make them terrible. You got to make them terrible. You got to make them terrible.
And then you play New Hampshire, which is whatever, and CSU, which, of course, is, you know, it's not their year. Good test tonight, man. Really fun test. Great night. Going to be awesome up there in Boulder.
You know,
going to be a blast.
You know,
it's going to be great.
I do want to take time to say that I went to an event last night that was really cool.
What was that?
The name of the event is Light the Night, and it was supporting cancer survivors and cancer research, and it was in Washington Park. It was beautiful, man. D-Mac, there must have been 10,000 people there, all with lights, and the walk is to benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to build awareness about blood cancers and to raise money for research and support. So it was great. It's held in over 200 communities in North America.
What's your personal connection to that?
Well, my agent Peter Schaefer's daughter Lillian Schaefer. Was one of the highlighted people up there that was a beneficiary of so many people supporting her. So we went to support her last night, and it was quite powerful, man. I've never been to something like that where the survivors and the caregivers were together and walking and making sure that everybody understood and talked about the awareness that's necessary to bring more funding. And, you know, because for many years, you know, now for me, I've been right there battling with my mom as she's dealing with stage 4 cancer. So to see a community that comes together to support those that are also dealing with issues involving cancer, to me it was just very powerful. It just made me get off the phone and call my mom. It was cool. It was really cool. So I want to say thank you for all those people who invited me out to the night walk, and it was cool. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Well, I shouldn't be a wise guy here. So
I know. I'm just
saying.
I'm
not going to be.
Very cool, though. Very cool. I mean, by the way, Washington Park is not a small place. I parked on the wrong side of the event, and it was quite
good thing you're in the best shape you've been in for years.
Right,
Alfred.
Right. This is the best shape I've been in a long time, so I'm glad that I was in that kind of shape.
Washington Park is not a small place. Well said.
No, it's not a small place. What do you got going on? What do you got going on this weekend? Are you gonna go and watch your Arizona State Sun Devils play tomorrow?
Well, I am. I'm gonna do so in person as it's Parents Weekend in Tempe.
By the way, during Parents Weekend.
Yeah.
Does your kid spend any time with you?
Not much, no.
Right. I mean, you're going there to visit him on Parents Weekend.
No, I got the rundown. You know, I'm sleeping out overnight, and then there might be a half hour here. And
right.
Then,
maybe we can grab lunch or breakfast. Yeah. Maybe a late breakfast.
Yeah, I got this thing. I got that thing going.
I got we can do an early dinner around 2 or 3, but then I get it. I get it.
But it's all good because for the first time, I mean, we've only had 2, so it's, you know, my in-laws, so his grandparents are here, and his aunt is coming here, and his brother is going to make the journey for Parents Weekend, even though his brother would probably rather be anywhere.
Who are they playing? Who are they playing?
They're playing Oregon State, who's terrible.
Oh, I mean, because you're supposed to, on Parents Weekend and homecoming, you got to schedule the weakest opponent ever.
Well, last year was insane because they scheduled Washington, huge favorite over them, and they beat them, and they rushed onto the field, and, you know, so... Connor is rushing onto the field, and my wife and I, you know, were there. So he calls us. He goes, "Mom, Dad, I'm on the field. Where are you guys?" We're like, he wants to see us. And we go, "Yeah, oh, buddy, it's awesome. We're watching it on ESPN. We were back at the hotel. We left at halftime. But no, we're really happy for you. It's awesome."
Oh, I know, man. I know. It's so good to be involved in all of these great schools around here. Whether it's Colorado School of Mines, CSU Pueblo, my man John Riston down there getting it in. I mean, I'm just such a huge fan of young people giving their best effort so that we can have some things to talk about later down the line. For my partner, D-Mac, man, have a great weekend.
You too.
For Big Sexy, the man behind the glass, thank you, bro, for putting it together all week long.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And, of course, Kyle Berry, man, appreciate you every single day. I'm Big Al. Go Colorado Buffaloes. Go Colorado Rockies. Let's get the dub, baby. Let's get the dub.